Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
But he's like looking and looking for parent. Where's the parents? Where's the parents? So then he sees parent. Dad is on his phone, like videoing the incident. And Mickey grabs dad's hand, grabs kid's hand, makes them hold, and he goes, no, you know, naughty, naughty, gives him the old finger, and the, not the finger, but, you know, he does that.
He's Mickey.
He does.
Relax.
No, you know.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
7:12 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Something stand out to you there in Tyler Moore's forecast?
Outside of the water spouts, you mean?
No, exactly the water spouts. Right. Chance for water spouts. Don't hear it a lot, but it is a thing. And conditions are right, according to the National Weather Service, for us to experience these water spouts again next couple of days. Expected over Lake Michigan. Few Sunday popped up. There were some pics. If you scroll through your social media feed, you might see them. TMJ4 meteorologist Kristen Kershane had a picture or two of some off the shore of Ozaukee County. As I said, National Weather Service says this today and tomorrow conditions will be favorable. They look like tornadoes, and they can kind of spook you if you don't know what's going on. Sometimes they actually are tornadoes. A twister that spawns during, like, severe weather, for example, that moves out over water.
That can happen.
That also is a water spout. However, there are what we would have this week would be fair weather water spouts. So it's not severe weather. There's nothing like that. What causes it is you have Lake Michigan temperature right now relatively warm, and I say relative to the air temperature.
Right.
So if the lake is a little bit warmer or considerably warmer than the air temperature around it, you got cold winds aloft, and then sort of a lifting effect from the warmer temperatures caused by the lake, and then that causes it to look like a tornado. It's a waterspout.
This would be one of those times when you wish you worked at the U.S. Bank building or the
IM
building. Yeah, so you'd have a show today, maybe.
Where did Copeland record that video for us last year?
I think he was in the NM building, the tower for that.
So this happens from time to time, particularly around the fall, when you have that disparity between water temperature and air temperature. Yeah, Copeland was high up in the NM tower.
Yeah, super cool looking.
Had some really cool looking video. So if you see that, if you're on the water, they can be dangerous. Wind speeds are 50-plus miles an hour. But for us here on shore, unless they're coming ashore, and these would not, then it's just something to look at. But that's what that is. 7:15, we got sports coming up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Welcome back, Romeo Doubs.
On third and four, here comes the blitz. Gardeck providing the pressure. Love lofts it up. Oh, what an adjustment! Romeo Doubs! The 20-yard touchdown!
That should be a really ill-advised pass from Jordan, if we're being honest.
I wondered that, too. Everyone was like, wow, what an amazing throw. And I was like, well,
dude, you probably shouldn't have done
that. Could have been
picked
off.
It worked out. Back to Doubs. Three catches on the day, two of them for touchdowns. Fox Sports on the call there. The Packers roll 34-13 winners over the Arizona Cardinals. Doubs, of course, missed the previous game due to suspension. Was embraced by his teammates after his first score.
We say it all the time, we're in this together. So it's never a one-man show, and if it is, it's wrong. So, man, that was a moment. It was a surreal moment, but we all know better that, got a team win. And we're just ready to move forward.
And that is a way to do it. Had a good week of practice by all accounts, answered questions from reporters ultimately late in the week, goes out there and performs, two touchdowns, done. I can be done with it as a fan.
Yep. Just keep talking. Catching touchdowns, you're fine.
I'm not suggesting Romeo Doubs owes me or any fans
anything, right?
But just in terms of, how I feel about things and my team, I can be done with
it. His body language, definitely almost self-conscious or uncomfortable.
Right, didn't come out overly celebratory, like, oh, yep, I'm the man.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah, it was
just
none of that.
Dealing with it, doing his job. I say this all the time. We forget. This guy's just a young man doing a job. It's one of the coolest jobs on the planet, but it's his job. And like all of us in the workplace, maybe he had a bad week, and I'm ready to move. Jordan Love, four touchdowns, one pick, 258 yards passing. Packers back home again on Sunday with the Texans coming for another noon kick.
Hey, the NFC North, Nothing but
boat races.
Yes, the Lions just put the beat down on the Cowboys, just embarrassed them at home in Dallas. McCarthy. The Bears, meanwhile, dominated the Jaguars. Yeah, McCarthy may not be long for this Cowboy world. Vikings, of course, are 5-0. They had a bye week this week, so the North looking really good right now. There's always talk about the Super Bowl host city. Right? Where is it going to be held? Is it going to be in L.A. this time? New Orleans? Wherever? Well, this weekend, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, suggested perhaps the big game will be held internationally one day.
We've always traditionally tried to play the Super Bowl in an NFL city. That was always a sort of a reward for the cities that have NFL franchises. But things change. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens one day.
Raj?
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to happen, maybe.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, like, it's kind of your call, right?
I don't know how I feel about that.
It wouldn't surprise you.
It would likely be London would be the first one. I wouldn't care. Like, would you care watching any Super Bowl in London? No. But if it were, like, the Packers, would that bother you? I mean, it's already hard enough to go to a Super Bowl. Does this make it even more challenging for...
Having covered a pair of them, the number of Packers fans who find a way to get there even without tickets is pretty
incredible.
Extraordinary. They just want to be around stuff, so I would be sad if fans didn't have that opportunity to drive to a New Orleans or to drive to a Dallas or wherever. But by the same token...
Would the game be on at 11 o'clock at night?
No, it would still have to be on at its regular time.
No, I mean, but
oh, there?
Overseas...
Yeah, how would you do it in London with it? Like, what time is it about? Like a 5:20 central kick?
11:30 p.m. kick?
Yes, that's an interesting question. All right, no, I don't want to change the time. But I guess, how many people actually go to the Super Bowl? Most don't.
Right.
So what difference does it make if you're on your couch?
I suppose.
7:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
It's the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What's going to be in your timeline, your news feed, on the TVs, in the paper, right here on the radio, in a podcast perhaps? Something you hear or see or talk about at the water cooler.
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be?
All right. Well, starting at 8 a.m. this morning, Summerfest. It's going to announce its very first headliner of 2025. It's going to happen here in about a half hour. Who could it be?
And for which date?
Yes, and for which date? We will find out at 8 o'clock this morning. Vice presidential candidate Governor Wall is going to be in Wisconsin today. He's in Eau Claire and Green Bay. The First Lady also going to be in Madison tonight. Jury selection begins today in the long-awaited trial of a man in Indiana accused of killing two teenagers. This happened back in 2017. These two girls, 13-year-old and 14-year-old, were hiking, and they were found murdered, and it's been a cold case ever since. Trying to figure it out, it sounds like they have their guy. The jury selection begins today in that case. The Super Bowl of Pumpkin Weigh-Offs is today. The World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, California. First place winners get $9 per pound.
Well, these things are thousands of pounds, right?
Yes. Last year's pumpkin was called Michael Jordan, and it weighed 2,700 pounds. So there you go. On Tuesday, Bob Woodward's book comes out. War is the name of that one. Also on Tuesday at Town Hall to discuss Milwaukee's city budget plan. The full Common Council also meets tomorrow morning. And on the agenda... Oh, a little flag action.
You checked? It's on
so
the agenda?
So it is on the agenda. Now, I don't know. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be voted on, but it is an unfinished business item in the current agenda for the Common Council tomorrow. Of course, flag's been discussed ad nauseum. 8-4-7 against last time. They wanted to send it back to committee. They couldn't do that, so they punted on it. So it's on the agenda for tomorrow as an unfinished item. We'll see if they actually take it up, though. All right. Wednesday. Marquette University Law School poll. It's a national survey on Harris and Trump and the policy preferences. You get anything out of these national surveys?
You shouldn't, because it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter, right?
Right.
In fact, I could probably tell you what it's going to be. Harris will probably have a 3 or 4 point lead in a national survey, would be my guess.
Although some recent polling has suggested that race is tightening on a national level.
Yeah.
But to
NBC
the point of, does it matter? Because it's a matter of several battleground states that are going to decide it. It matters more what the polling is in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, etc.
Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin on Thursday. She'll visit Milwaukee, Green Bay, and La Crosse. cross. A super moon will be out on Thursday. It's called a hunter's moon.
Yes.
More.
This one's real orangey, right?
Yeah, probably. I guess that makes sense. Blaze orangey, if you will.
Yes.
Also taking place Friday. Oh, got ourselves another debate. Senator Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde have a debate Friday night. Eight people will watch that. We'll tell you about it on Monday, I'm sure. You'll hear it right here on WDTMJ Radio.
Your prediction, eight people will watch.
Saturday, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There aren't more.
You're right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will induct the 2024 class on Saturday. It's Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Taylor Swift begins her Eras Tour again back on American soil on Saturday as well. She'll be in Miami. At the movie.
Whether we like it or not, clock is ticking.
What's the rush?
Because I'm worried that there's a very distinct and real possibility that I am about to fall in love with you.
I didn't even know, but I could tell that line was coming. I have no idea what movie this is. I just, as soon as he said he was worried, I thought, I'm worried, I'm falling in love with you.
I can't leave now. Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh star in We Live in Time. I just watched the trailer on this one. You will bawl. It appears to be one of those movies that's going to make you sad as all can be. So if you're into a good cry, if you will, you can have that this weekend for the movie We Live in Time. That's your weekend.
News about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed Friday at 42,864. That was up nearly 1%. NASDAQ finished the week up 61 points to 18,343. S&P 500 up about 35 points in trading on Friday to close at 5815. Get an honest opinion of where you are financially and where you're headed. Work with a fee-only fiduciary. Start at annexwealth.com. The big play that Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he missed during Sunday's game. That's in sports at 7:45.
A scolding from Mickey Mouse. Imagine being this guy. So a father is caught on video. It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth, but a recent video shot at Disneyland in California shows one of its main characters schooling one of the parents visiting there.
Now, how does Mickey Mouse scold someone?
So you see Mickey kind of walk in, da-da-da-da-da, and he bumps into a kid. A kid, like, runs into the back of him, and they trip over each other a little bit. Mickey's like, oh, are you okay? And then Mickey starts looking around, but he's, like, looking and looking for a parent. Where's the parents? Where's the parents? So then he sees dad is on his phone, like, videoing the incident. And Mickey grabs dad's hand, grabs kid's hand, makes them hold, and he goes, naughty, naughty, gives him the old finger. And not the finger, but, he does that.
Jeez, Mickey.
He does
relax.
No, you know what I mean. The point finger.
Yeah, right,
finger,
pointing the finger, wagging the finger.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, moves his phone out of the way, basically saying, hey, dude, hang with your kid here. Watch your kid. Don't be on the phone instead.
I don't know, man. I bet you Disney didn't much care for that particular Mickey treatment of that moment.
Really? I thought he did a good job with
it. I don't know. Like, again, was Mickey shocked to discover the kids were running around at Disneyland? Ain't your first day on the job, man.
What, he's supposed to babysit?
Been doing this for like 100 years. Well, no, but I mean, dad wasn't far off. The kid wasn't just wandering the grounds.
This is true.
Sometimes a kid gets away. The
kid like ran into Mickey, though. Like, had he been holding the child's hand.
I'm looking at the video as you described it now. So it seems to me that Mickey kind of lost his stuff for a moment.
If you'd like to see the video, we have it, right? Okay, so if you text the word mouse, M-O-U-S-E, we'll send you the video.
That's how you spell it.
M-O-U-S-E. 855-616-1620.
As the song goes.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. I was waiting for that.
I'm just saying, like, again, just like the point I made with the athletes.
He's dragging him over, and then he points at his eyes. He says, look.
Look.
Look on you, and then he points at the kid. Look.
I mean,
and then there's like a long point at the dad, too. Like saying, dude, like, come on.
I just made the point about athletes. They got the coolest job in the world, but it's still their job. Mickey's just at work. And he's having a tough day. Some kid bumped into him. I don't know, maybe he didn't have a good lunch.
All right.
Whatever else was going on. Mickey's just it's just at work.
You can see it for yourself. Text the word mouse to 855-616-1620.
This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. At 7:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Did you know? Insurance companies, so the people with whom you get your auto, home, whatever, insurance, they also buy insurance.
From like another carrier?
Yes.
Like from AmFam?
Well, so no, like AmFam buys insurance from somebody else. So the insurance companies that insure our stuff also themselves sort of hedge and buy insurance from other companies.
Yeesh.
And what's interesting about that is relative to the big storms that we've had, Milton and Helene, why your insurance costs here in the Midwest might be going up.
The insurance companies that operate here in the state of Wisconsin in the upper Midwest buy their insurance, their reinsurance, from the same companies that are providing that insurance cover in Florida or in California or in Hawaii or on the East Coast. So those large events, when we're talking tens of billions of dollars, add up and everyone contributes.
That's Jeff Salazinski. He's Vice President of Insurance Operations at R&R Insurance. I've got more from Salazinski on how these major storms may affect, you know, your bottom line, whether or not you have property or folks down in Florida or the Southeast. And also, the one thing that you should do right now, no matter where you have property or things, to make sure you're covered. That's coming up just after 8:10 this morning. Sports is next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Green Bay Packers with a disappointing showing Sunday against the Cardinals. This was unwatchable.
What about it was unwatchable?
Xavier McKinney, what the hell, man? No,
right.
Pick.
You're right. Snap is broken.
So stuck on five.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well. Honestly, how did we not get any interceptions on Kyler Murray? Bad as that offense was, and good as the defense was for the Packers.
Kyler Murray back to Connor again. Connor lost the football. Ball is out at the 30-yard line. Stripped out by Carl Brooks. Packers are saying they have it. The officials agree.
Fox Sports on the call. Carl Brooks is a guy whose name I don't believe I've said before. Second-year player with the Packers, right? Has a big moment, snuffing out hopes of a third-quarter comeback for the Cardinals as the Packers were up 31-13 at that point. So you'd think, here's this young player, done something really good. Coach, how do you like that?
I didn't quite see that live. I was looking at the pictures or whatever, trying to make some adjustments.
He's looking at pictures.
Yeah, nice job out there. Okay, yeah, I'll look at the tape.
I suppose he's busy prepping for the next offensive series.
He runs the offense, exactly. So he's, you know, looking at his those Microsoft screens or whatever they all got there. No picks, but three turnovers on the day, all fumble recoveries for the Pack.
You know, you can talk about it and drill it till you're blue in the face in terms of punching at the ball and making a conscious effort of really attacking the football, but those guys got to go out there and do it, and that's what we're seeing.
So Packers 34-13 winners. Next up, the Houston Texans. It's another noon kick at Lambeau Field.
Here's the reality: we have a lot of noon home games. We're a shitty team.
I don't know if that's true this year.
That was Packers president Mark Murphy a few years ago addressing the annual shareholders meeting. His point was, man, if you get scheduled for a bunch of noon games, you know, you're probably not a very good team. Now, in fairness, the Packers have four primetime games in a row, late November into mid-December. So we're scheduled for ours, and we're probably going to get more at this rate. Right.
There'll be more. So Packers-Cardinals.
Boat race.
Right. Okay, what about Lions-Cowboys?
Boat race.
Yeah, Lions beat them up big. What about the Bears and Jaguars?
Boat race.
Yes. So all of the NFC North teams.
Boat races.
Yes, blew over their opponents. So,
how did we get a plural of that?
Wow. This division, NFC North, is ridiculously good. Of course, you got the Vikings 5-0. They had a bye this week, but of course they're...
It's about the only thing that's stopping them from winning.
Yeah, wow.
Play.
So, not bad. There's always talk about a Super Bowl host city. Roger Goodell is suggesting maybe a Super Bowl host city that would be overseas. That came out this weekend. On Sunday Night Football, Giants and Bengals, they were playing at the same time the Mets were playing the Dodgers in the NLCS. And here's how it sounded on NBC. Mike Tirico.
Welcome into those of you have come on over from the Dodgers winning game one of the National League Championship Series 9-0 against the Mets. Although, if you stayed until that very last out, you are a Mets diehard.
Yeah, the Mets, speaking of boat races, He's like, wow, you're just coming over now after losing 9-0. The Giants, by the way, would lose to the Bengals as well Sunday night, 17-7.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher joins us live next.
Idea Man.
My buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's purse.
Innovative.
He went all the way to our pickleball spot, and then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand he was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something. But
it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, absolute tragedy on the Packers' defense. You had Xavier McKinney's pick percentage drop from 100% down to 83% per game.
Yeah. Terrible. I don't know if Bilson knows what the hell he's talking about. He had all that credibility banked up. But even with all that said, and I think we were all hoping, can you really keep this run going? Five straight games, and obviously yesterday he didn't. You still found a way to get three more turnovers in that column. And not that he is obviously a huge part of that, and he's setting the tone. But to get another three, and now I think – what is that through? Is it 16 through 6 weeks? That's almost as much as you had in the complete 17-game season last year. So
crazy.
The defense has continued to, I think, take in that next step, even without Bilstead's guy making a pick.
I just love it. Like, now, just, I have to admit, I was actually a bit disappointed. My team wins 34-13, and I'm like, eh, I feel unwhole.
Yeah, well, and it was crazy because Homer and I do the post-game show on WTMJ and, on our air. And the amount of – we had people calling, and there was disappointment after yesterday's game. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm not 100 – you can be a little bit questioning about the field goal kicking because, again,
yes,
Narv Dog missed an easy one
Nervousin.
Yesterday.
We call him Nervousin now.
Nervousin? Well, he definitely makes everybody a little nervous, including his coach and his general manager and everything else. But yesterday was one of those games, I think, from our standpoint, Jordan Love is back. Like, from a health standpoint, seeing him, and they commented when he did that slide and he went from like the 12 to the 9-yard line and he got out of the pocket a few times. It's no longer even a question about his knee because the mobility, the Romeo Doubs piece yesterday where he's able to catch a couple touchdowns, Christian Watson was healthy and back and had a big play, Jair Alexander's back and healthy, and now you actually have to look at this and say, from a defensive standpoint, how are we going to fit everybody in? How are we going to get these rotations where Evan Williams shouldn't come off the field? We saw what Evan – you guys remember Peanut Tillman from the Bears who would always get us with that peanut punch where he'd knock the football out and train himself boxing-wise. Evan Williams peanut punched yesterday, creating one of those three turnovers. So, Cooper, there's so much talent now that you're like, let's get these young guys out there. And there still seems to be a little bit of a, yesterday was one of those games I think every Packer fan should enjoy and say, this is what it looks like. Defense was smothering. Didn't let Kyler Murray get out of the pocket. Offense, big plays, pretty good, consistent, solid running game. That's what you draw up, and it felt like maybe there was a little angst, more angst than I would like.
You know what this defense reminds me of, Tausch, is the 2010 season, 2011 Super Bowl 45 team. That team, that defense gave up yards. That defense gave up some plays, and that defense actually made you nervous at the end of the ball game. But that defense got turnovers, and that was what they survived on.
Yeah, and that's the nature of the game today. You're going to give up yards. There's too many rules in place, and I think you always want to keep everything in front of you. The one thing when Jeff Hafley took over, and we heard about his approach, was going to be he's going to be aggressive. Are you going to give up a ton of big plays? I haven't seen, I don't know, yesterday, how many big plays did the Arizona Cardinals have?
Yeah, not many.
I can't recall maybe one. So you're doing that, and if you can get two or three turnovers a game, and especially with Jordan Love, you know, now starting to kind of find his way back, being comfortable. You win the turnover margin, you're going to win almost every game you play. And that's where I think this defense has found its, they're finding it as far as how they're going to create turnovers. It's not Xavier McKinney every week, even though it seems like it is. Somebody else stepping up. You got young guys. And the best part of this whole thing for me is that this is still just getting started. This group is still very young, and they have all kinds of room to grow into what they hope they're going to be, you know, late November and into that playoff push.
And hats off to Romeo Doubs and the rest of the team, Tausch. Like, for it seemed like everybody handled that right. Ultimately, Doubs finally did get out and talk to reporters, goes out there, has a 2-touchdown game. Players surround him, make sure they know, like, hey, bro, you know, we got you. Appreciate that you're back.
Yeah, and the fans, and I think seeing after, you know, Romeo catches the touchdown pass, and I appreciate the way he came out and said, I should have handled things differently. I would have liked it if he had done it on Wednesday rather than Friday, but better late than never. And he went out and he did his job. And as a teammate, all you can ask for, everybody's got stuff going on off the field. You just go out and you want to be a teammate that you can be trusted, that's going to go out and do his job. And yesterday, obviously, Romeo did that well.
Talk to you again tomorrow, Tausch. Thanks.
All right, see you guys.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.